Let's turn now in God's Word to the book of Exodus and chapter 8. In Exodus and chapter 8, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 32. Exodus 8, and I'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 32. And beginning there in Exodus 8, verse 1, these are the words of our God, so let's give our attention to them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, "Go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on thee, and upon thy people, and upon all thy servants." And the Lord spake unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, "Stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt." And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord." And Moses said unto Pharaoh, "Glory over me. When shall I entreat for thee, and for thy servants, and for thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only?" And he said, "Tomorrow." And he said, "Be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God. And the frogs shall depart from thee, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from thy people. They shall remain in the river only." And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields, and they gathered them together upon heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Say unto Aaron, Stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt." And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be." And the Lord did so. And there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, "Go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land." And Moses said, "It is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he shall command us." And Pharaoh said, "I will let you go, that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away. Entreat for me." And Moses said, "Behold, I go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of the flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more, and not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord." And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. And that's God's word. In this chapter, we have three more plagues. The plagues began in the last chapter. The first one was the water turned into blood. And now we see in the second, that is through verse 15, that of the frogs that were sent to all the bodies of water as well, and then that would infiltrate into their houses and in every part of their livelihood. And this plague also was performed by the magicians too. And yet Pharaoh pleads the frogs be taken away. Verse 8, he says, "Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord." And that's the kind of the whole purpose was verse 1, and the repeated phrase throughout, "Let my people go, that they may serve me," that is, that they may worship me, that they may do that duty that they're called to by my commands, to worship me. That's what he's saying there. And yet as soon as this first, or the second plague is removed, Pharaoh hardened his heart again and refuses to let Israel go. And as we look at the book of Revelation, this plague is, of course, intensified. It says there, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the world, whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." And so here these are produced by the devil to do war against God and His people. And yet these also were not in Revelation, not frogs literally, but as it describes them, they're evil, unclean spirits or demons. And so then the third plague. The third plague through verse 19 is that of the lice or gnats. But this time the magicians of Pharaoh could not produce this. And yet Pharaoh was hardened yet even more. Magic. We talked about that a little bit last Lord's Day. It's evil and yet real. Not illusion, but magic is evil and real and has a limited nature of power. That's what we learn here. It has a limited nature of power. Magic is not omnipotent, but it is confined. Only Jehovah is omnipotent. The Lord stands greater than the magicians and the magic. That's what we see here, and we praise the Lord for that. And then the fourth plague in verse 20 to the end is that of the flies. Some of your translations have the stinging flies. And Pharaoh is warned beforehand, and yet the plague comes, verse 24, and Pharaoh calls upon Moses and again asks to take the flies away, take the plague away, and he would let Israel go a little ways into the wilderness to worship, to sacrifice. But when the flies were removed, what does Pharaoh do? Pharaoh once again hardens his heart. He doesn't let the people go. And in this fourth plague, we see a distinction that is made. A distinction between God's people who are separated from all the nations, and the nations themselves represented by Egypt. Israel is not under the plague. The land of Goshen is exempt. And this is a picture of the gospel. This is a picture that we also have in the Lord's Supper. Those who partake are God are showing forth they're God's people. And those who are not partaking are showing they're not God's people. And the same in the gospel. Those who come to Christ by faith, those are God's people. And they don't come under the wrath of the plagues that He will send in His judgment. But those who are not His people will receive those plagues of judgment. The land here, the land of Goshen, is exempt. And this shows Israel as a people that are set apart, holy, to the Lord. Which reminds us again of 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And so today, beloved, the church is set apart. We're called out from the darkness of the world by the power of the sovereign and omnipotent God of the universe. You are called today to live that way. If you're a Christian, if you're not, then you're called to come out of the darkness to Christ. And if you're in Christ, to keep coming out of the darkness. Remove the darkness from yourselves. Put it to death. Mortify your sin. And worship. That's the whole point of this all. To worship and serve the Lord God alone. And His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise. We are thankful for Your Son. Again, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're thankful that You're the God who makes Your people holy and sets them apart from the world, bringing them out of darkness and bringing them into a marvelous light through the gospel of Jesus Christ, Your Son, to behold a great and wonderful Savior. And we are thankful for this as we give Your name praise, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That You're the God who sends Your Holy Spirit and changes hearts. And yet also we learn here at times hardens hearts. We pray that none here would have their hearts hardened. And if they be hardened, that You would soften them to Your Word, to You, the living and true God. And Father, we do pray that You would make us to be a people who worship and serve You. And we would be living sacrifices that are made by You, the Holy Spirit, even through the Holy Spirit, to be holy and pleasing, a good aroma in Your nostrils. That Your name would be given all praise and glory. Father, make us to be a congregation and a church throughout the world. Make the church throughout the world be a light on a hill. That the gospel would go forth. And that many would hear and see Your Son Jesus in the gospel and believe on Him for their salvation. We pray that You would use the foolishness of preaching to send forth Your Word and calling sinners to repentance. We pray that You would use the weak instruments as we are, as we go out and we minister to our neighbors the gospel and witness to them. Even those who participate in the door-to-door evangelism, that You would bless that work and our service and sacrifices that we make privately to evangelize to those we know around us. Even our families, some of our families who need Christ Your Son, our children, some grandchildren who need Your Son, who need You. And so, Father, we pray that You would feed us with the bread of life. One, Your Word, but the bread who is Jesus Christ. And we would feed upon Him. And, Father, we ask that You would protect Your people. We know there is much persecution going on in the world to Your people. Even to our brothers and sisters in Canada. And those in Pakistan and in South Sudan, who we know closely. And Father, we pray that You will watch over them. Cause them to be fearless before man. as we pray for ourselves, that they would be fearers of You and honor You in all that they think, say, and do. That even those who persecute will see their good works and hear Your word and glorify the Father, You, the Father, who is in heaven. We pray that through persecution and suffering of Your people, even as the word goes forth through them, that it would be a great means of bringing about salvation to many, even to whole nations. Father, we pray that You would strengthen us, that we would not fear the devil or demons or any judgments that may come upon the wicked, but that we would trust You to preserve us and protect us. That You'd be sovereign over us, and if it is Your will to take us, that we would seek to die well by Your Holy Spirit and by Your grace. We pray for those who are nearing the end of their life and our families. Grant them strength to die well. Pray especially for Dave's mom. I pray that You would strengthen her in her mind, that she would be less confused. You would grant to her continued love for singing Your word and hearing Your word, that she'd be able to interact with Dave and praise Your name. Father, we do ask that You would grant to those who are with child. We pray for Simon and Allie and Jake and Marissa and Oscar and Michelle, that You would grant to them healthy pregnancies, and that You would grant to them a love for their child and a desire to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, as we pray for all of our families, as we as parents and even as grandparents, as we have some opportunities to minister to them. We pray that we would seek to point them daily to Christ and lead godly examples before them. We pray also for those who of us who have maybe no children here, but we have the little children amongst us. We pray that we would keep the covenant we made, or the vow we made to assist the parents, and that we would be also pointing those children to Christ, and pointing those parents to Christ, as older women and older men, encouraging and helping the younger men and younger women in our congregation. Father, we do ask that You would, even in the womb, for some of these who have babies in the womb, those who have babies in the womb, that You would, if it be Your will, even like John, that You would change their hearts to love You, who even John, who leaped in the womb before Christ, Your Son, and His human nature. We're thankful that You give us these promises. We pray that You would be faithful to them, the covenant promises, and to our children. And Father, pray that You would make us to be faithful unto You. We pray for those who are not feeling well in their bodies. You would strengthen them. We do particularly pray for Marissa, who's not feeling well, and Carla, as well as Levi and Boaz, and any others who may not be feeling well. We pray that You would watch over them and strengthen them. And Father, I pray for Dina and any others who may struggle with long-term ailments. We know Larry has struggled with some of his feet, and pray that You would heal him completely. And those of us who are frail and growing older and muscles and bones that are aching, Father, heal Your people. Strengthen us that we might serve You strengthen us that we might worship you. And Father, we ask that your name in all things would be given praise and glory, for that is why we are here, to worship and serve your holy name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and tongues would confess that Jesus is Lord. May we be those who seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, not worrying or being so concerned about all the other things of life, knowing that you will add all those things unto us at the right time. You will provide our every need. And so we come, we ask that your will would be done in all these, and that you would hear us for Christ's sake. We pray in his name. Amen. Mm-hmm.